Good morning, all of you WMFO listeners out there. You are, in fact, 20 seconds early for the Radio Zeke show. It's 10:59 and 40 mark seconds. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts University Freeform Radio. This is Radio Zeke, just going live here. We'll be here until the noon hour. I am Zeke Duckworthy, your host. Got a few things that we do at the top of the hour. We give you the legal signature, which we just did. And we do this sort of stuff. We play PSA.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
There you go. Okay, that's a nice PSA. As I say, you are listening to Radio Zeke. I am Zeke Duckworthy, your host. It is 1 minute past 11 o'clock on Wednesday here in Medford, Somerville. If you are listening to us on 91.5 FM, that means you're probably in North Cambridge or Medford or Somerville or Watertown. We say hello to all of you. If you're listening on the web, you might be in, let's say, Chester, England, and I will say hello to people there. I'll say hello to people in Taiwan who I know listen. I know people who are listening in Cape Town, in Kiel, Germany, in California, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in Austin, Texas. So hello to all of you. I've got in studio with me, let's do a little air check. Can I hear you?
Hey, hey, yes.
Okay, let's have a strum here.
It's Weed Travis.
Weed Travis. Let's hear something off your guitar a little bit. Just... Okay, there we go. Okay. All right, so yes, I was expecting to see something civil here, which would be James Barrett performing as James Civil, and probably with Weed Travis in an accompaniment role, but he is unable to attend this session today, so instead we've got Weed Travis by himself. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Very well, very well.
What brings you to Boston, and where did you come from before?
Oh, yeah, I'm from Springfield, Missouri, and I moved up here to pursue music.
Yeah, Springfield's a nice town. I've been there. It's kind of a tornado belt town.
Actually, Springfield, Missouri. Sorry.
Springfield. Yeah, I've been in Springfield, Missouri, not Springfield, Mass. Yeah, Springfield, Illinois, I've been in, too, but... that's University of Missouri. No, that's Columbia, right? University of Missouri is Columbia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another college in Springfield, though. Big one.
Yeah, there's MSU.
Yeah, right. Did you go to school there?
I've never lived through a tornado. So.
Don't be sad about that. I have, and it's something that, you don't exciting. Forget. How long have you been in the Boston area?
Almost a year, almost 12 months, probably 10 months right now.
All right, I must call attention to your moniker, Weed Travis. How do you come by it? You come by that naturally or illegally or what?
No
comment.
How do I come by the name?
Is that your given name? Is that your given Christian name, Weed?
No, I can't say that's my name.
Okay, all right. Well, that's all right, because my name's not Zeke either, but all right.
No, I'm just going by Weed because it really seems to
fit.
Really seems to fit, you know. People want to pluck me up like Weed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll just leave it right there. Yeah. I'm going to play a song that you suggested. Now, the way this works generally here on the mighty Radio Zeke microphone platform is usually I'll ask the artist the night before. Send me a couple songs that you like, then we can talk about them, then you can play some of your own stuff and blah, 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 blah. So because of the rapid-fire nature and evolving covif of this fake news show that we run here, we sort of didn't do that. But I did manage to pry out of you mere moments ago a recommendation to open up with this Bon Iver song. So I'm going to play that to start. Let's see if I can...
happy as hell if you stay for tea.
I know so well that this is all there is.
Just be places to me now. The foreman is down. We're rising the stairs. Stayed at the Ace Hotel to call for the loud. I would just be floating to you now. Make me pass to let it pass on. I'm climbing the dash, dash.
Where life began when we were young,
I smiled. When we walked up on that boat in the street, after you tied me in the driveway of the apartment I was being, such a sister holding a cab. So I would have walked across any thousand lands, but that man never came. I didn't need you that night, not gonna need you anytime. Just gonna take it as it goes. I could go forward in the night when I'm gonna fold my clothes.
As Bon Iver there, not with St. Vincent on that occasion. That's off his, that's 33 God off 22 Million. You like that song.
I love that song, yeah.
My guest is Weed Travis, local, recently local anyway, singer-songwriter, originally out of Springfield, Missouri. Now, I've heard you play over at Terry O'Reilly's in Newton most recently, and I'll probably see you there tonight, as a matter of fact.
Would be my guest. Be there tonight.
Yeah. Do you have shows coming up?
I'm mostly an open mic guy right now.
That's impressive. It speaks well of the open mic crowd because you are a very fine songwriter and player. And I've heard you on the drums, and you're pretty darn swift on the drums, too. So.
Yeah, I've been practicing up the drums.
What's your original instrument?
I started playing guitar 2 years ago, about.
Uh-huh.
But,
really? I hate you.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. Really, you've only been playing for 2 years?
Just about 2 years. But really, I'm a vocalist originally. So.
All right. Okay, well, you know, Bon Iver is using heavy auto-tune on that vocal there and heavy processing, which I don't know how I feel about that. But you're going to do one of your tunes here, which is called Try Not to Move. So let's try that.
Sunset, so thank you for bringing me here. I don't think I ever felt this before. I've always had enough but still wanted more. Now I'm finally content. Ooh girl, with you sitting so close to me, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. So why don't you just stay where you are, and I'll try not to move. Girl, with your head on my shoulder, I could be with you till we're both older. So why don't you just fall asleep in my arms, and I'll try not to move. Watching the sun go down, I don't mind the darkness that will soon surround, 'cause I can still smell your sweet air, and I can hear the sound of you breathing and your heart beating. Oh, I'm shaking, I'm so nervous, I can't help but wonder if I deserve this. Ooh, girl, with you sitting so close to me, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. So why don't you just stay where you are, and I'll try not to move. Girl, with your head on my shoulder, I could be with you till we're both older. So why don't you just fall asleep in my arm, and I'll try not to move. Girl, with you sitting so close to me, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. So why don't you just stay where you are, and I'll try not to move. And I wrote you a poem, you painted me a picture. Now with you and all the colors of the sky, what a beautiful mixture. Ooh, girl, with you sitting so close to me, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. So why don't you just stay where you are, and I'll try not to move. Ooh, girl, with your head on my shoulder, I could be with you till we're both older. So why don't you just fall asleep in my arm, and I'll try not to move. Ooh, girl, with you sitting so close to me, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. So why don't you just stay where you are, and I'll try not to move. Ooh, girl, with your head on my shoulder, I could be with you till we're both older. So why don't you just fall asleep in my arm, and I'll try not to move.
Yeah, that was real nice. When did you write that? Try not to move.
I wrote that probably just a little less than a year ago.
Yeah.
After I graduated from college, had this college girlfriend, you know.
Well, that's a sweet sentiment there. If I was your college girlfriend, I would think, yeah, Boy, this guy really likes me. That's really a nice song.
I really liked her back then, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, life is complicated in that regard. But still, you know, you're going to be with somebody, it's real nice to write them a nice song.
Yeah, hopefully it'll apply to another girl
sometimes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there you go. All right, so I'm going to play some stuff I don't think you're familiar with, and then I'll get your reaction to it. So I mentioned here that I was going to play something by a little funky here. So I'm going to play some George Clinton.
This tale will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dogs, funky dogs, nasty dogs.
I feel like that one more star. chase the cat. Nothing but the dog in me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me.
Atomic Dog, the great George Clinton from 1982. You're talking, you know, G-Funk era. So might be slightly out of your wheelhouse, but it's funk, you know?
Oh, no, yeah. I wish there was a dance floor in the studio here.
No, absolutely. You know, it's something about George Clinton. It just, you know, I mean, start with the fact that, like, he's barely legal at the best of times. So I think that song's okay to play, but maybe don't listen too close to the lyrics because it's live. And the video is, again, you're dealing with something from the 80s, you know, and the video is like, you know, people, let's just call it Atomic Dog. Go listen to that whole record. Go listen to anything he ever did. All right, now, so this isn't exactly your wheelhouse, but it's, you know, sort of like the parent of some of the funk that people listen to now, and the rhythm. And all right, you got a song here called Basement, is that right?
That's right.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. This one's a little more sad than the last one.
Okay, good. Let's okay. There's no coherence to this show. We're just doing as it comes. All go right. Ahead.
Wake up at 1:30 after dreaming about the good things that I haven't done and be completely fine with this right now. I thought I'd feel accomplished by now. Barefoot across the cold tile floor to the sink, clean a glass from the molded pile of dishes to drink, a glass or two of water for this body I got. Staring out the window alone with my thoughts, I wish I had stayed under my covers, 'cause everything's so cold I'm freezing. I can't write my own song, so I'll learn covers. I never knew that when I turned this old I'd be waking up in a basement, just taking what each day sent, making no changes, complacent. I'll never be nothing, just face it. Pacing back and forth, wondering how I'm gonna get to the roof. I'd rather live up there with the air blowing in my hair. I'd rather live up there, air blowing in my hair. With the air blowing in my hair. And I may be just living for the past, but it's all I have to tell me who to be.
And you may think I'm living for the laughs, but really I just need some company. The rain is coming up through the floor, I feel like I'm drowning. On the outside I may seem calm, but on the inside I'm shouting. Whenever I'm with anyone, I'm looking for a space on the wall to just stare into. My knees are weak, my eyes are heavy, I just need to sit down, so I'll find a chair to sink into. And I'll sit here all night, I'll let it all pass by. I just never thought that I would end up waking up in a basement, just taking what each day sent, making no changes, complacent. I'll never be nothing, just facing, pacing back and forth, wondering how I'm gonna get to the roof. I'd rather live up there with the air blowing in my hair. I'd rather live up there with the air blowing in my hair. 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 But I'm just waking up in a basement, just taking what each day sent, making no changes, complacent. I'll never be nothing, just facing, pacing back and forth, wondering how I'm gonna get to the roof.
Yeah, well, you're gonna get there.
Yeah.
When did you write that one?
That was also within this last year.
Yeah, not related to that gal.
That was before I moved to Boston. So I was,
wait a minute. No. Don't avoid the question here. So like that gal was involved in the previous song. Was she involved in this one too?
She was not involved in this.
She'd already
maybe the depression from the lack of her.
Yeah. All right. Just she might catch it. By the way, you can catch all these shows on duckworthy.com. All the air checks are up there. So, like in theory, somebody could send her a link to these shows and she might hear this,
That's so true.
I know. Okay, so you feel free to say hello to anybody you know out there.
Oh yeah. I'd like to say hey to James.
Hey James.
Thanks again for hooking me up with this. James just simply forgot to ask off work, so.
Yeah, no, it was worse than that. He said that his boss got sick and his other boss he had to there's an actual kind of medical here, so. Man, I'm not gonna question him.
Hey, all respect to James. All respect.
Yeah, well, I'm credulous, So if he's gonna tell me something, I'm gonna believe it. Right?
Yeah. I don't know which
boss he's talking about.
Maybe I just misheard it.
Yeah. Well, no, I got a text, so I have I have written proof.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't have any of that.
Okay. Well, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 11:23 in the morning. You're sort of winding down the month of June. It is, I believe, the 28th of June today. So it's what I would call, I wouldn't call this high summer, even though this is the highest the sun gets, but it's, early summer here in Boston. Beautiful day. It was a wild bit of weather in Boston last night, but now it's post-wild weather. And so you've got, that nice crisp 70-degree solid blue. You've got a lot of construction here on the campus. You can probably hear it outside. You are listening to Radio Zeke, and I have in studio with me Weed Travis, a young gentleman from the middle of the country who is playing some of his stuff and some suggestions that he has made to talk about and play. And I think I'll play this one here. This is a song you guys might recognize.
Oh,
Back. That's Turnover, Dizzy on the Come Down, song you requested, Mr. Wee Travis. What brought you to them?
They just have, they're a pop punk band, you know, and
yeah.
I'm really into pop punk.
Yeah.
And they just tried this new thing where they're a little less pop, or a little less punk, actually, and a lot more pop.
I'll try a song on you. Not a song. I might play them. You know a band called A Giant Dog? They're like a pop punk, more punk, out of Austin, Texas. I might put some of their stuff on.
Awesome. Giant Dog. No,
yeah,
I haven't heard any of that.
Yeah, Giant Dog is good.
I'm interested.
Yeah, all right, we're going to play some of that. All right, so you got a song right here, and this is called I Don't Smoke.
Yeah, it's called I Don't Smoke.
Down low, I can still see you sitting over there in that stool. I wanna go talk to you, but I don't wanna make a fool of myself. But I'm no threat, I swear, girl, all I have is questions. If I walk over there, will you let me breathe your air? And I can't tell, but only with a few dumb jokes your face lit up. And I swear that the buzz I felt wasn't from what was in my cup. Then you ask me to join you for a cigarette. Well, I'm gonna have to be a little more direct, 'cause I don't smoke unless it gets me high. 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 Please get me high. Must have danced around me 7 times, 'cause you're making all my walls fall down. You got me looking up in the sky, so would you look up with me now and see the smoke is rising? Then you surprised me when you slipped out that you had a man. I don't really understand why you took my phone from my hand. Please don't put your number in my phone. Say you got a boyfriend, well I only wanna talk to you if you don't. Please don't put your number in my phone. Say you got a boyfriend, well I only wanna talk to you if you don't. 'Cause I don't smoke unless it gets me high. I don't smoke unless it gets me high. Unless it gets me high. I don't smoke unless it gets me high. Please get me high.
put your number in my phone. Say you got a boyfriend and I only wanna talk to you if you don't. Please don't put your number in my phone. Say you got a boyfriend, well I only wanna talk to you if you don't. Cause I don't smoke unless it gets me high. 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 Please get me high.
There's that song, I Don't Smoke. I like that. That's I like that song a lot. Is it also from your 1 year anniversary? Like, is this in that same vintage, the I Don't Smoke period, the Picasso Blue period? Yeah.
No, I wrote that before I moved to Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you were, okay, you're out there in, well, it's kind of Western Missouri, right? So, I mean, it's, okay, just for people who are not like me, and I am a cartographer, you know, a former Midwesterner, so like I'm familiar with the geography out there. But for those who are not, Springfield is not near the Mississippi River. It is not near St. Louis. It's a good couple hours away. You take I-70 and you sort of...
Yeah, 3 hours away from St. Louis and 3 hours away from Kansas City. So it's kind of like in the middle.
Yeah, it's a town that's got its own vibe. You know, it's like you go someplace for, you know, super live entertainment. Who hits there? Who hits Springfield on the music circuit?
Ooh, everybody, really. You get a lot of different kinds of people. I remember I saw Kevin Gates there.
Yeah, who else?
Afro Man came.
Yeah.
And I think...
The Based God, you see him?
Who?
The Based God.
The Based God,
no. No, okay. Keep going, let's say.
No, yeah. I actually think that Turnover did come through, too.
Yeah.
I was really stoked. We have a lot of pop-punk bands come by, because we have a lot of pop-punk bands coming out of Springfield, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, pop-punk's a big deal, at least with my group of friends there.
Of the people who have come out of there, who would you say has sort of made the biggest national impact or regional impact, that, you know, like local band that you saw back when from town?
Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have you heard of them?
Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. Yeah, they were on a TV show. I think it was The OC.
Mm-hmm.
So they blew up real quick after that, or maybe even before that. I heard about that. That was the first thing I heard about them blowing up. But
all right, so here's that band that I referred to before. These guys are out of Austin, Texas. They're called The Giant Dog. They kind of are blowing up because they had a song on Girl Boss, but this isn't that song. But this is kind of like the song that you just played, in that it's called Sex and Drugs.
Oh,
studio here. That's the band Giant Dog. I should say A Giant Dog. I don't think you dropped the definite article there. My guest in studio is Weed Travis, a singer-songwriter now in the Boston area. Came out here for music out of Springfield. Is your family a long-time Midwestern family? Or
Yeah.
How far back do you guys go?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, everybody that was in my family was living around that area.
So, meaning like generations pre-Civil War?
Yeah, my great-grandparents were living down there too. Yeah.
So that's interesting. Okay, so you've had family in that part of the country, and as far as you go, you can go back, you know, to the middle of the 1800s.
I don't know if I can go that far back. I don't know that much about the my family's history. You know?
So you're kind of unstuck in time. You're just like a person who's just sort of dropped in here from the moon and not quite sure where you came from.
Yeah, you know, I have some information on like the ancestors, but
well, the best part of this is you get to make it all up, and then no one can, you know, like can target you for falsehoods or fake news. I mean, they could, but, you know, like, why would they, right?
That's the truth.
Okay, you are in. Again, this is like truth in a post-truth world. Now, there's a song for you, Truth in a Post-Truth World.
Yeah,
but
no,
I haven't,
anymore,
well, we haven't written that song yet. It is 20 minutes before noon. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Radio Zeke. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. Weed Travis is going to play another one of his songs called 12-Pack right now.
There's a river under Campbell in my soul tonight. I'm recovering the heart my girl stole tonight. I might bend a little bit, but I won't fold tonight. I'll be drinking, listening to J. Cole tonight. I'll carry my 12-pack of beer in my arms like a newborn child. I'll carry my 12-pack of beer in my arms like a newborn child. If I had a beer for every tear I cried for you, I'd be the homeless man outside the church on Sunday afternoon. Yeah, I'd be the homeless man outside the church on Sunday afternoon. But if I had a nickel for every tear I cried for you, I'd be the richest man on earth, and I'd spend it all on you. Yeah, I'd be the richest man on earth, and I'd spend it all on you. So I'll carry my 12-pack of beer in my arms like a newborn child. Carry my 12-pack of beer in my arms like a newborn child.
Well, that's a hard stop on that song.
Yeah, it's quick.
And, well, it's like a hard stop when you finish, you know, like shotgunning less of a 12-pack.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Or you sort of like your face hits the floor after shotgunning. Yeah. You know, bottle number 11, and you can't quite get all the way there. Yeah, all right. So, where do you see your music taking you in the next little while? I know you're playing with James Civil.
Yeah. So right now I'm just on Bandcamp. I'm pretty new to the recording life, so I'm just recording songs now.
Yeah.
On my own time and trying to get more and more songs out there. I think I have 7 songs all together recorded right now, and they're all on Bandcamp.
Yeah. What is your Bandcamp? Let's hype the hell out of it.
It's called weedtravis.bandcamp.com.
Okay. All right, get that, all you listeners out there. That would be Weed Travis, all one word. Yeah.
.bandcamp.com. .bandcamp.com. Yeah, and if I get like a whole album, I got a 5-song collection right now, and then
so you put out an EP right now if you want.
Yeah, I have an EP, and then I have a split that I did with my friend Ben Latimer.
Uh huh.
And he's living in Missouri still, so he's far away, but we did a split together over the Christmas break. We recorded a couple songs.
How did you find your way into Terry O'Reilly's Way Out There in the Wilds, the mean streets of Newton, Massachusetts?
Yeah. I met James as soon as I started working here. I got a job at Moogie's.
Oh yeah, okay.
And he was the first person, first shift I met, and he whipped out a CD.
And there you go.
Something Civil CD. So
yeah, the rest is
Terry O'Reilly's.
The rest is history. Okay, I'm going to play a song by another one that you suggested, a band called Oso Oso. This one's called Josephine.
Josephine, 7 years older, was caught off guard when you asked me to come over. Not really sure what we're hanging out for. Heard you talking in the hall, so I listened through the door. Trying to get a grasp on the etiquette. If you keep touching money, should I kiss you on the lips? Never really played with fire like you. I'm like a building burning down. Feel me coming on Pluto. I really want to be the one who gets to know you. You're getting caught up in me, that you probably shouldn't have smoked that much. He says, can we just lie here, find a way to kill some time here? Start coming down and reminisce about the past. I can see it in your eyes, I can tell you want it back. Says he used to call me baby, now he just thinks I'm crazy. And all I want is a moment with someone where I don't have to be anything for anyone but myself. It's like we all built our own hell. I really want to be the one who gets to know you better than anyone else. Be it talking to myself, or is that selfish?
Oso Oso doing one of the Bomb Shelter sessions pretty recently. That was last year. That's a good song. That's the acoustic version of it. You've probably heard the live version. I'm hearing you singing along here, Mr. Wee Travis, and I can see why you like that song. It's like in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, he's got the whole, you know, like knitted watch cap thing, you know, the New York, you know, like knitted watch cap hipster type thing, and you're still styling some long locks out of almost like out of the 80s or 70s, man. It's like, you know, that's one of the nice things about the music world is that, like, everybody can develop their own style, and, you know, you just roll the way you want to roll, right?
Definitely.
All right, we got, it's 11 minutes before noon. We got a little more time. Weed Travis is going to play another one of his songs. This one's called Mine.
My parents' basement window to meet you down the dark vacant streets. We could tiptoe while they snooze through the cold grass wet from the dew still in our shoes. We could go anywhere in the night and leave no clues. You could be anyone you want, I suppose, long as you're somewhere nobody knows. Sometimes I just wanna hide, more like most of the time. So will you hide with me? I want someone I can confide. Someone that is mine. I would kiss you in the darkest corner and tell no one, share my shallowest secrets with you. When we're both drunk, distract you from my scars and tell you I have none, and we'll crawl back into the basement window to avoid the sun. You could be anyone you want, I suppose, so long as you're somewhere nobody knows. Sometimes I just wanna hide, but more like most of the time. So will you hide with me? I wanna hide, want someone I can confide in, someone that is mine.
Nice. It's your song, Mine. When did you write that one?
Mine. I wrote that one really recently, actually, within like 3 months, probably.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. So I'm in studio. This is Zeke Duckworthy on Radio Zeke. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have had in studio with me today a gentleman named Weed Travis. He's been gifting us a couple of his own compositions. I hate that word. He's been playing some of his own songs and some stuff that he suggested, and stuff that kind of fits. I'm going to play one here that I think kind of fits with what you're playing. I'm going to presume that you're familiar with this band. Maybe not. This is Gin Blossoms, Follow You Down.
Did you see the sky? I think it means that we've been lost. tongues all tied in knots. Jumping off a bridge is just the farthest that I've ever been. Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down. Any place but those I know by heart. Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down. I'll follow you down, but not that far.
There you go, the Gin Blossoms from the 90s. You're tapping your toes to that one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was banging.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see, you know, like a lot of the stuff you've been playing, when you back it up with a full band, you're going to be in that same room, in the same house party there.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah, there you go. My guest has been on Radio Zeke today, Weed Travis. Local artist, weedtravis.bandcamp.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. It's been very nice having you in here. Hopefully we'll have you again.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Yeah, all right. I'm going to roll out of here. It's just before noon. You have been listening to Radio Zeke on... I'm Zeke Duckworthy. You can get an air check of this if you're listening to it live. You want to hear it later on. Just go to duckworthy.com, which is... Well, I guess that's my site. And there's a link there that you can, you know, pick up air checks to these shows and a whole bunch of other things. Do you have a website, Mr. Travis?
The Bandcamp is really
That focuses attention just on the music. So you're not, like, out there doing philosophy and, you know, funky artwork yet.
Not yet.
No. Yeah, right. Right. In other words, we don't have to hear all of your peculiar views on, aliens and... You know, things like that. What are your views on aliens? Are they among us?
Aliens?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think they're aliens.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, and with that, I'm just going to jump right into my alien defense mode here by playing this go-away song here, which is called She Drives Me Crazy, Fine Young Cannibals. Thank you so much, Weed Travis, for joining.
You.